Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After a final pretrial hearing, the trial for the Boston Marathon bombing suspect is set to get underway next month. Zahar Tsarnaev was in court yesterday for a brief hearing. It was his first public appearance in more than a year. In attendance were about a dozen bombing survivors, as well as a handful of Tsarnaev's supporters. Also, reporters from around the world, among them WBUR's Bruce Gellerman.
At precisely 10 a.m., Zahar Tsarnaev was brought into the courtroom by U.S. Marshals. He wore a crisp white shirt open at the neck, dark sweater, and slacks. But his hair was long, wild, and wavy, and he had grown a scruffy beard since he was last in court 18 months ago. Judge George O'Toole told Tsarnaev to stand, and he asked him a series of questions. Was it his choice not to attend previous hearings? Yes, sir, replied Tsarnaev in a soft voice. Had his attorneys kept him appraised of the proceedings? Again, yes, sir. Was he satisfied with his legal representation? Very much so, said Tsarnaev. His expression remained blank. Finally, he asked if Tsarnaev would like a private meeting with him to discuss his attorneys. No, sir, he replied. Then the defendant sat down, and the judge set down the ground rules for the trial and discussed the last dozen outstanding motions that still need to be ruled upon before the trial begins January 5th. Among them, a second attempt by the defense to move the trial to Washington, D.C. His attorneys argue that Tsarnaev can't get a fair trial in Boston. The judge denied an earlier request for a change of venue. He says he'll decide this motion on paper. It was the same for all the other outstanding motions, including a request by prosecutors that a defense expert be barred from testifying. Yesterday's final pretrial hearing was over in 25 minutes, and as Zahar Tsarnaev was being led from the courtroom, one of his supporters shouted to him in Russian. Outside the courthouse, the supporter, Elena Teher, spoke to reporters.
I will translate again. I said, Zahar, we know you're innocent. Zahar, it's a lot of us here supporting you. We all pray for you. And I said, stay strong, son. That was the last statement.
Teher, a retired U.S. Army pharmacist, is the mother-in-law of Ibrahim Todashev, who was killed by an FBI agent, allegedly as he was confessing to a triple homicide with Zahar Tsarnaev's older brother, Tamerlan. The defense wanted evidence in that case, but federal prosecutors say they have none and want to limit the scope of the trial to the younger brother. The judge agrees. He denied the defense motion. There have been more than 760 motions filed in the Tsarnaev case. Most have been sealed. We don't know what they are. But yesterday, Judge O'Toole told the court he wants as many as possible unsealed and made public once a jury has been seated, a process already underway that could take weeks. 1,200 people are being screened to find the 12 who will serve as jurors and six as alternates. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.